Hello, everyone. I'm not sure why my camera is over here. It's so strange. How is everybody doing? Can you all hear me? Okay. Dina, can you give me a thumbs up? Let me know I am. All right. Perfect. Let's do this first. Dina, Mish, whichever one of you is going to be in the Q&A today, will you go ahead and raise your hand? Let's get this rolling. How's everybody today? Such an exciting week in No BS land. We are in the middle of the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge, monthly challenge, which is going amazingly. It's camp week. So, for all of you who are in person or virtual campers, can't wait to get together with you. Starting VIP start tomorrow, then camp on Friday. I am just super duper excited. So, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Coach Kathy. I recently came back to the coaching team and I am thrilled, thrilled to be here, thrilled to be with you, thrilled to be doing private coaching as coaches and all the things again. You'll see me in Facebook. Happy, happy girl. We have Coach Dina and Coach Mish in the chat. They are amazing and they will be speaking to you in all caps. They're not yelling at you. We just want to be sure you get all the benefits of all the coaching advice and things that you will see them do in the chat. What else? If either one of you, Mish or Dina, needs to be promoted to panelist, if you'll go ahead and raise your hand, I will take care of that. Everyone, if you are new, if this is your first Wednesday call, this is a live training Zoom. This is the place where you ask all the questions. And one of the main features of our No BS Weight Loss membership. Every Wednesday, Corinne, or one of us, mostly Corinne, comes in here and does live trainings. It's amazing. Drop it like it's hot. Let's talk about the monthly challenge for a minute. Y'all have lost, I mean, seriously, almost 2,700 pounds. 2,700 pounds as a membership. Can we just take a minute and just like celebrate? You know, whoop, whoop, right? You guys are doing amazing, amazing, amazing. I have a challenge for you. Today is the Queen's birthday. Can we get her 3,000? Can we get above 3,000 today? If you have not logged your weight loss, go over to nobswomen.com, find the monthly challenge page, fill out the quick survey. Let's get 300 more pounds for Corinne today. I bet Dina and Mish can put the direct link right here in the chat if you have not logged your weight yet. Okay. As I said, this is No BS Excuses Camp. Here's Dina. I'm promoting you. No BS Excuses Camp Week. If you are a virtual camper, and you have done some of the pre-work and you have a question, I encourage you to use the link that we sent an email earlier this week and submit the question. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all these questions. We're going to integrate them into camp and make sure that everyone is getting exactly what they need from the content and from Corinne. So don't forget to submit your questions. You have until Friday evening to get your questions in for them to be integrated into camp content. Last announcement, then we'll get rolling. No Sunday coaching this weekend. Queen's going to be on the stage all weekend. MJ, all the coaches, we're all going to be at camp. So there will not be any Sunday coaching this weekend. But where can you always get your coaching? As coaches, right? We're going to be the coaches will be in the coaching, in the Ask Coaches all week long, all weekend. And if you want to crowdsource, you want to get some great ideas from your No BS Women members, go on in that Facebook group. There's a lot of wisdom in there, y'all. Lots and lots of wisdom. All right, let's get started. Let me see if I can get this amazing video started. Okay.
Everybody, we are going to talk all about on the clock today. This is a method that we use here in No BS to test your hunger. So As you know, doable hunger has two sides. Number one is we're going to wait until we're hungry before we eat. Number two is we are going to stop at enough. So last week, we did all kinds of talking and all kinds of preaching about stopping at enough, how to practice the halftime method, all of those things. So if you're watching this and you're like, enough is my problem, Corinne, go back to last Wednesday, rewatch that lesson on the halftime method and all the things about enough. Now, this week we want to focus on the hunger side. And I will just tell you, as someone who grew up, you know, very poor, with not enough food and those kinds of things, I have had to really work on both sides of the doable hunger. And waiting for hunger for a lot of us, especially if we have food insecurity in our background, and even if you didn't have food insecurity, if you were someone who like was started out with diets with their mom at a young age, if your parents often said your brothers or sisters could have what they wanted, but they were concerned about your weight, so you weren't allowed to eat, this can bring up a lot of doo-doo around waiting for hunger. So as grown-ass women, here's what we want to do. We want to first and foremost just know what our relationship with hunger is. And I want you to just think for a second. Like when I think about waiting for hunger, this is what I start thinking about. And I really encourage you to make a list or just free write in your journal the top 2 to 5 things that come up for you when you think about waiting for hunger. Because that right there, whatever it is that you think about when you are asked the question, what do I think about waiting for hunger? That is either going to be the things that allow you to wait or the reasons why it feels really hard for you. Do not forget that waiting for hunger is not hard. Let me say it one more time. Waiting for hunger in and of itself is not a hard thing to do. When it feels hard, when our emotion is, this feels so hard, it is because you have a relationship with hunger that makes it hard. So you might think things like, I'll have to be really hungry in order to lose weight. Like some people can be slightly hungry, but for me, it's going to require extreme hunger. Sometimes we think things like, if I get too hungry, then I'll overeat later. And that makes our relationship with hunger hard. The reason why I want to tell you all of this is because one of the first things that I encourage you to do this week is I do want you to try the on-the-clock method that I'm going to tell you how to do in just a moment. But I would love for you to first and foremost make a list of thoughts you have about hunger. Take a look at each one individually. This is literally what I want you to do. I want you to take a big deep breath. Then I want you to read one sentence at a time. Then I want you to, like, when you read the first sentence, I want you to check in with yourself. Does this feel motivating? Encouraging? Does it make me feel open, curious? Like, do I feel like there's an expansion in my body? Or when I read this sentence, does it feel difficult, punishing, scary, terrifying, like fearful, shut down? Do I feel like my body automatically closing up? This is important because if you feel expansive, your body kind of opens up and you're like, these are probably thoughts I want to have when it comes to hunger. This I could see makes the journey easier. Go to the next step, which is just practice the on-the-clock method. If it feels negative, it does not feel expansive. Your first step is to take one thought, run it through the four ends, and then take your four ends. I want you to take your thought that you notice, and then I want you to take the four ends work that you've done to ask coaches. Now, you don't have to go to ask coaches. If the four ends somehow cracks your code. Like you go through it and you're like, okay, I feel more relaxed. I feel more open to this. I'm ready to try. If you do the four ends and there's still like a fuck ton of resistance, like I did the four ends, but I'm just sitting here telling you right now, Corinne, I'm still really worried about waiting for hunger. You don't know me. I am the one that overeats every single time. If your brain is arguing with your four ends, then I need you to take all of that over to Ask Coaches. You can still do the on the clock this week, but this is the thing we all have to remember. At the heart of anything that we're going to try in NoBS, the things you're going to try are journaling. You're going to try worksheets. You're going to try listening to calls. You're going to try reaching out to Ask Coaches. You're going to try the four basics. You're going to try the halftime method. You're going to try the on the clock method. There are lots of things that we try and do inside of NoBS. But if everything behind it is negative, fearful, you're uncertain, you don't understand why you need to do this, if there's all of that going on, it's really hard to try the new things. It's really hard to be open to them. I want to promise all of you, we can have an amazing relationship with food. You can have one that allows you to feel complete, confident, secure, enjoyable, pleased, happy, at ease, relaxed. That can happen for you. And that's why you're in NoBS. But here's the thing. That can never happen if you are not uncovering some of the thoughts you have around hunger, around enough, around planning, around getting your sleep, around the basics in general, around following your plan, eating what's on your plan, good, better, best. Everything that you need to lose weight is resting between your ears right now. I promise that the work isn't how well you follow things. The work is noticing what your consistency levels are and where you're not being consistent, where you're not doing things, figuring out what mentally is stopping me so that I can actually start doing these things. When we bust through the mental obstacles, then doing allows you to have a clean path to run down. Okay, so let's talk about let's talk about on the clock. It's really simple. For this week, all you're going to do is you're not going to eat until you have the first sign of hunger. The first sign of hunger. Not the 10th sign of hunger. Not the I need to eat my arm off hunger. None of that. We want the first signs of hunger. That means it's whispering. It's like your body saying, hey, girl, I don't know about you. I think we need something. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for like that ease, that like, hey, what do you think about eating? I mean, I have a little stomach growl. You know, I'm kind of losing a little focus. I just notice that my stomach is a little flat. Maybe I'm hungry. That's the first signs of hunger. What I notice a lot of y'all do is you don't want to wait for hunger because this is what you're doing. Hey, you've waited too fucking long. You're probably going to overeat later. You need to eat right now. Most of y'all are waiting for that. Or it's like this, like, oh God, I'm so hungry. I've waited forever. I guess now I get to eat. That is starvation. That is diet tricks. That's not what we're doing here. When your body first starts whispering hunger, guess what? If you're afraid of hunger, that is the exact time to eat. The exact time to eat. The first thing that many of us have to do with hunger is just build a trusting relationship that, hey, body, if you say you need food, I'm here for it. I am here for it. So we want to make sure that you are waiting this week for the first signs of hunger. Now, the second your body is like all Ryan Gosling and whispering to you and looking good with his shirt off, the next thing we're going to do is we are going, well, I don't have my water on my desk. I left it in the other room. We are going to grab our water. And guess what we're going to do? We are going to drink like somewhere between 8 to 12 ounces. You mean drink as much as you want, but a minimum of 8 ounces. That is literally a little glass this big. You can down 8 ounces and just go, oh, and being done. So I want you to drink water, and then I want you to wait anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. Some people like waiting 20 minutes. Some people, like if you're nervous, I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're already nervous about waiting for hunger, hunger is scary to you and stuff, I would err on 10 minutes this week. That is going to be perfect. Here's why. We want you to start seeing hunger is not a bad thing. Hunger is not something you can't do. Hunger is not a punishment. Hunger isn't something that you do because, bad girl, you've overate your entire life. No, we're just going to teach our body that, hey, I'm switching gears. Instead of eating when you don't need food, I'm waiting until you do. And the moment you send up the flare that you are hungry, I'm here for you. We want to rebuild the trusting relationship we have with our body. All right. So we wait for the first signs of hunger. Then we're going to drink anywhere from like 8, 12, or 16 ounces of water. We're going to wait like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I suggest just setting the timer. When the timer goes off, you recheck your body. You're like, okay, was I actually hungry? Sometimes what happens when we are losing weight is we are actually thirsty. We're not truly hungry. We get busy during the day. We might not have gotten enough sleep the night before. We get a little bit behind in our water, and our body does what it's supposed to do. If we're behind in sleep and water, our body says, all right, then I need to ask for food. I need to send up hunger signals. Because what I really need is hydration. She's not drinking her water, so I'm going to need to get that in any way that I can. So going on the clock, sometimes you will notice you will drink your water, you will wait 10 to 20 minutes, and your body's like, hey, I got what I needed. I didn't need to eat. I'm glad you gave me some water. Or your body's like, oh, I've got some water. You got busy. Your body's like, oh, since we're not going to eat, I'm going to tap into your fat stores. And when I tap into your fat stores, I've realized I've got calories in the bank. I don't need food right now. So you're just going to repeat on the clock. Every time you get hungry, you're going to drink some water. You're going to wait 10 to 20 minutes until you're like, all right, I waited my 10 minutes. I waited my 20 minutes. I'm actually hungry. And it can still be the whispers. This is the empowering thing. I do not want you trying to see how hungry you can get. This is the biggest mistake I see people do when it comes to on the clock. They think it means I'm waiting for as long as possible. I want to see how hungry I can get. I don't want anybody doing the endurance race of hunger this week. I just want you to do it. Wait your 10 to 20 minutes. If your hunger goes away, then go do something. And the next time the hunger strikes, either go on the clock again or just be like, you know what? It's been a few hours. I think I should be hungry. I just started getting hungry. I've been drinking my water. I'm going to eat. This is not a, I'm going to give you specific rules and this is exactly how it works. I don't want to do that to you. You have too many rules in your head already when it comes to losing weight. What I want to give you, rather than a rule, is a tool. And going on the clock is a tool for you to recalibrate your hunger, to make sure, like for all of you that have been around for a while, if you're like me, I have to go on the clock every now and then because I start getting into the routine of like, all right, I normally eat after I work out. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is my break in the day. I think I'm hungry. I'll just go ahead and eat now. And then when it's, you know, Chris is ready for dinner, and I'm just like, I'm just going to go ahead and eat now. I get into the same routines and the same ruts. That's normal. Our brain is, remember, it is a habit-making machine. So it is going to calibrate to what you normally do, and it is going to try to put your routines on autopilot. This is why every now and then in the membership, we do these weeks so that everybody has one big week where we're recalibrating. So whether you've been here for a while and you've been successful, maybe you're just like, you know, I'm on my habit tracker. Here's what I'm noticing. I don't wait for hunger very often. And I think I should wait for hunger. I think that might be something that'll help me. No matter where you're at, I want you to do it. And I want you to learn what you can. Because it's really important that we start allowing ourselves to be a little bit hungry before we eat. So here's a couple of reasons why we often don't want to go on the clock. Number one, I'm afraid I'll get too hungry. Very often, that's your old diet conditioning sneaking in. You have probably done diets in the past that did require extreme hunger. There's probably been times in your past, like if you've been a faster at some point, and you know, like everybody, you try something that sounds really good. I am sure that there are people it works for, but for you, it just really triggered food insecurity. You felt like you couldn't eat when you really needed to eat. It was like, oh no, I'm not in my window. If you've done diets where the calorie ranges were super low, like 1200 to 1500 calories a day, and no matter how hungry you are, you just weren't allowed to eat, your body makes a diet trauma imprint. I cover a lot of this in modules 1 and 2 of No BS. But for the short of it, your body remembers when you do shit to it that it doesn't like. Its job is to remember that stuff and then be like, when you try to do it again. So what we want to do is we want to reestablish safety with ourselves. When your mind starts saying, I'm afraid I'm going to get too hungry, I just want you to do this. I want you to tell yourself, that's bullshit. I used to do that to myself. I do not do that to myself anymore. All I'm doing right now is waiting for the slightest bit of hunger. And I have the permission to eat when I am slightly hungry. We are not doing extreme hunger anymore. And every time you tell yourself that, you reestablish a new bond with yourself. Your old traumatic shit starts melting away. Now, that could take you a few months of doing that. This is not an overnight thing, but eventually that is where some of that ease starts coming in. The more you remind yourself, we are not starving anymore. We are not doing those things anymore. That's our old self. Our new self eats when they're hungry. We're learning how to lose weight like a fucking sane person this time. The more you do that, the more your brain is like, okay, okay, okay. All right. Next is you're scared that you won't be hungry and that you can't eat. A lot of people don't want to do on the clock. It's like, well, I'm going to drink that water and I'm going to figure out that I'm not actually hungry. And then I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be upset that I can't eat. It's going to feel unfair. Okay. This is what I want you to tell yourself. Girl, you can eat. Like if you decide you want to eat, you have 100% permission. It's just that this week, we just want to figure out in the moments when we want to eat and we know it's really not hunger, I want to know what that's about. Because the more I know, the more power I have over my life. When I start seeing what I'm emotionally hungry for, because this is the truth. If you drink your water and you notice you're not hungry, but now you're just mad or you're sad that you don't get to eat, that means you have emotions that you're trying to meet with food. You may be trying to entertain yourself. You may be trying to pass the time. You may be trying to comfort yourself. You may be trying to, like I coached someone on the July 9th call of 2023, Mandy. The reason why she was eating in the afternoon was because if she didn't eat She had one. So every afternoon she's really tired. She's got an 18-month-old. And so she's been eating a snack that she's not hungry for. And without the snack, she was had given herself two options. Rest while feeling guilty as fuck, telling herself she should be playing with her daughter, she should be a better mother, that like she shouldn't be like just laying around being lazy. The other was like when she was really tired, it's like, oh, no. I don't want to eat, so I better go get busy. I need to like food prep. I need to go clean the kitchen. Like I need to give my body exactly opposite of what it's begging for. The middle is she needs rest and she needs to change her mindset that she's not harming her daughter when she does it. She needs to be able to give herself the emotional safety that she needs. I'm tired and that's okay. That's normal. Moms get tired. Kids can play while you lay on the couch just fine. Not every moment of a child's life has to be Candyland and lessons and, you know, hugs and kisses. This ain't no like Sleeping Beauty Disney movie. So we want to make sure that what we're doing is that when you feel like, oh my gosh, like I just want to eat and it's so unfair that I don't get to, let's figure out why am I emotionally hungry right now? So another way that you can figure this out is you can ask yourself, what do I think this extra food is going to allow me to feel, to think, and to do? That's another question you could ask. For a really good lesson here, you could go to module 4 of No BS. There is a video called The Real Skills of Weight Loss. That will talk about identifying what needs you truly need to meet and what emotional skills we all need if we're actually going to lose weight. The four basics are not how you lose weight. That's just what we do. But the way that we lose weight is by changing how we're thinking. And the real skills of weight loss will tell you these are all the things we have to start thinking. We have to start believing if we are going to lose our weight for good. Okay, so one of the things I want you to remember is you get to eat this week. This is not the Hunger Games. This is not like a big like gauntlet of how hungry you can be. This is all about the slight hunger. It's all about tapping in, getting hydrated, using water to make sure that we're not just under hydrated before we eat. And then the last thing is just making sure that you really understand, if I'm afraid of hunger, I want to find out why. And then I want to start taking that to ask coaches, because I want to be the kind of person who's not afraid of a normal human experience called hunger. All right. We'll see you later.
All right, everybody. Let's come on back. Let me put you back over here. Start my video back. There I am. Whew. I did get tickled, y'all. How many times have you been on a Zoom call when Corinne has landscapers and mowers outside? Somebody's cutting their grass next door. So it must be time for the Wednesday training call. All right. So good stuff, right? On the clock. Did y'all know on the clock originated with one of our old school accountability groups? They came up with this, y'all. This is the kind of inventive things our accountability groups come up with and can do together. So let's recap for a minute. Corinne's told you what the on the clock method is and how it helps you find hunger, right? So step one is you're going to listen for the Ryan Gosling whisper. I love that. Somebody said they were going to wait for him to take his shirt off too. I'm okay with that. You're going to wait for the whisper. Step two is you're going to drink 8 to 12 ounces of water. Y'all, 8 ounces of water is like one cup. Okay. It's not that much. And then you're going to wait for 10 to 20 minutes. I usually wait about 15. That's my sweet spot. 10 or 15 probably. And if you're still hungry after that, you eat. And remember what she said. A lot of times, especially in the summertime, y'all, if you are not hydrating your body the way it expects to be hydrated, it's going to throw you a hunger signal because so much of our food does have water in it. So your brain is going to be like, you know, she's not paying attention to this thirsty signal. Let's throw up a hunger signal. And that's why you become more satisfied after you have a glass of water. So how to go on the clock, even when you don't want to. Okay. Reason number one to go on the clock when you don't want to, the more you challenge your brain on hunger, the more likely you are to keep the scale moving. What that means is if you are questioning hunger and you are curious about hunger, your brain is going to solve for that curiosity. But if you're just like sitting in the background going, I don't want to be hungry. I don't like being hungry. I'm afraid to be hungry. If I get too hungry, this is going to happen. Then that's all your brain is going to remember. So if you come into it with curiosity and you challenge it a little bit, then you begin to pull apart what Corinne was talking about with the emotional hunger and the physical hunger. Why do you want to eat? Do you want to eat because you're physically hungry, or do you want to eat because you're stressed out, frustrated, upset, sad, right? So on the clock helps you start to pull that apart as well. It gives you just another way to understand your body's cues that you just aren't used to recognizing, or you might be ignoring, okay? So interesting. When I was reading through, when I was thinking about this and reading through notes, I was thinking so many of us have hunger signals we have not yet discovered. That's what this week can show you. You might have a very unique hunger signal for you that you haven't yet found. And on the clock can help you find that. And what a victory that would be, right? Most of us are used to waiting to drink until we are extra dehydrated, or overeating and under drinking. Just like I said, bodies throw up hunger signals when they're truly thirsty. And then if you're someone who isn't consistently hitting your water goal, guess what? On the clock is going to help you hit that water goal. So if you're not a 64-ouncer yet, if you go on the clock every time you think you have a hunger signal, I bet you're going to get that 64 ounces in. That's awesome, because that also promotes weight loss, right? Gives your brain some fuel. You know, brains are made of water, lots and lots of water in our brain. So when you're tired, when you're, you know, having trouble focusing, take a glass of water, y'all, seriously. Okay. Reason number two, how you can go on the clock, even when you don't want to. Hydration needs also change depending on the season, and going on the clock helps you stay on top of extra thirst. So here's what I know about me. In the summertime, I get extra thirsty. It's because it is so humid here in Nashville. It's like you're walking through, you know, you can feel the air. We call it air you can wear here. And that zaps the moisture from your skin, from your hair, all the things. Same thing in the winter. Does your skin dry out in the wintertime? You probably need more water. It's another way we pay attention to what our bodies need in order to live the healthiest life we can live. So if you're in an area where it's hotter than usual, your body might be throwing up more thirst cues than that you're confusing for hunger. Flip it around. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere and it's wintertime, same thing. So make sure you're checking out your urine color. I have some real experience with this after my kidney stone. Everybody is different, so you may need more than 64 ounces, but remember to look for pale yellow. If it is a deeper yellow, you have not had enough water. Okay. Do yourself a favor. Hydrate. You will. Your body will love you. Your brain will love you. Your kidneys will love you, all the things. Okay? Let's see what else we got here. Reason number three, if you are disappointed that your hunger is actually first, ask yourself more about what you might be really missing. Corinne hit on this a little bit. If you get disappointed because your hunger went away, if you, you know, we're really looking forward to that snack, went on the clock, and all of a sudden you're not hungry anymore. What is it you're actually missing? Do you need a break? Do you need some alone time? Do you need some company? Do you need some connection? What can you create for yourself instead of eating? Because that's what goes to quality of life, right? That's what goes to quality of life. So make sure you're letting yourself take a break when you need to during the day. Make sure you're thinking about what extra food would allow you to think, feel, and do, and how you can give that to yourself without eating. And again, back to the real skills of weight loss. Such a great video. Oh, no, BS is great, y'all. Seriously. But real skills of weight loss, I highly, highly recommend it. Now, let's see if we have any questions. I bet we are in good shape here. Let's see what kind of questions we got going on. This over here. Why would Corinne say the four basics are not how you lose weight? So if you think about what Corinne teaches, she gives us the action steps to take. So planning, eating when you're hungry, stopping it enough, drinking your water, getting your sleep. Those are five core things you need to do in order to lose weight. But what happens is that if we get stressed, or if we get upset, or if we get lonely or bored, those five things can go out the window. So we have to back up what and think about what we're thinking that allow us to be committed to the four basics. I almost said five basics. All right. So what do you think? What do you tell yourself that makes you committed to doing the four basics? That's where the magic is. We can tell you what to eat, what to wear, how to do your hair, what shoes, you know, work best, and all those kinds of things to lose weight. But if you don't have belief that you can do it behind those four basics and behind your commitment to losing weight and behind the instructions that Corinne gives you, you're not going to lose weight. That's why she said those things are important and you have to do those things, but it's maintaining the mindset, the curiosity, and the commitment to doing those things and the belief in yourself that actually makes the four basics easy. Does that help? I'm hoping it does, Karen. I'm hoping that explains it. If it doesn't, hit me back, okay? Let's see what else we got. What about us who work and have specific times when we need to take a break to eat? Great question. So I actually answered this in, I think it was Ask Coaches this week as well. Shift workers, teachers, nurses, assembly lines, warehousers, many times you have breaks that you, and you can't leave your job. You can't leave your post. Corrections officers, things like that. You can't leave your post when you get hungry. So what we ask you to do is when you do have a break, when you do, it is time for your meal break, go ahead and eat, just eat to enough, okay? Don't overeat. We don't want you going through your entire shift starving to death, okay? So go ahead and take your lunch break or your dinner break and eat to enough, okay? Can you drink too much? There are schools of thought about that. This is where you watch your urine color, Melissa. Watch your urine color. If it goes completely clear, you can probably back off a little bit, but that doesn't happen very often. If you check your urine color and it's a deep yellow, you need to be drinking a whole lot more. What you're looking for is a pale yellow, okay? And if you have any questions beyond that, just check with your doctor. You know, make sure you're in good shape there as well, okay? I want my body to snack on my ass. Wouldn't that make it okay to not eat at the whisper? So yes and no. So we don't want you to dismiss hunger. Okay. But we also don't think hunger needs to be an emergency. So Janelle, let's say you're one of these shift workers and you're starting to feel the whisper of hunger. And, you know, it's still an hour before your lunch break. You don't have to leave your post to go get a snack. You can grab a quick drink of water and say, this is what I tell myself. If you'll just take a little bit off the right thigh, then, you know, I'll see you in an hour with lunch. Not a problem with that at all. But we don't want you going into restriction, deprivation, and all that kind of stuff. We just want you to ease into hunger and to understand that hunger is just a cue your body gives you that it's time to eat. It's not a problem. It's not a detriment. It's not something deep to be afraid of. It is just a signal. So that's my answer. That's my answer. I hope that helps, Janelle. I now cannot attend camp like I wanted, so I'm struggling. I haven't checked into all the things in case I can grab an hour here or there. Ideas for being excited for replay. I'm going to tell you something. I have a private client who told me she's bought virtual camp. She said, I'm not even going to watch it that weekend. I like to watch it on the replays better because I can pause and take notes and highlight and go at my pace. So if I were to offer you anything, it's that when you watch the replays, you don't have to go at Corinne's pace. You can speed up the video. You can slow down the video. You can pause it. You can take a break whenever you want. You can do one or two modules and then one or two modules the next day and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So it becomes, when you watch the replays, it becomes camp at your pace, which is really, really something that I know people enjoy quite a bit of. My challenge is in the evening when I'm watching TV and trying to chill on the couch. I don't want to drink more water because I'm already getting up so much to pee. Is eating past a certain time sabotaging my weight loss? Challenge is in the evening when I'm watching TV and trying to chill on the couch. So I'm a little confused by your question. You don't want to drink more water, but is eating past a certain time sabotaging your weight loss? So I'm gonna assume you mean drinking past a certain time sabotaging your weight loss. No, but if you're thirsty, you should drink. What's the problem? I mean, how many? Really? Give me an emoji in the Zoom here if you get up at least once a night to go to the bathroom. I can raise two hands at least once a night. I don't think it's a problem. I just get up and go to the bathroom and go back to sleep. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So yeah, look at everybody else too. So if you want to try and not have the urge to go to the bathroom while you're sleeping, try getting all your water in by 7, but or so, maybe 8. But if you get thirsty, drink. Don't deprive yourself of what your body needs because you're afraid you might get woken up at night. That's my advice. I did ask in the main Facebook group, and there was still some confusion. Can you clarify if the July weekly challenges should start on Monday or Wednesday each week? Just a query as we get the coaching on Wednesday. So it would make sense to start then, but the challenge page says week of the 9th. I don't really think it matters. So I'm going to assume it starts at the beginning of the week, and then we reiterate on Wednesdays. But I don't think it matters. I think what matters is that you're doing the challenges, that you're focusing in on the one that works for you. Let's say you've got hunger nailed, okay? And you don't need the on-the-clock challenge, but man, I am working on enough like a boss. You might do 2 weeks of the halftime method or vice versa. You know, we are offering you exercises, tools to use. It's up to you to make the program yours and to know what you need to work on so that you can lose all your weight. Okay. So Mondays, Wednesdays, we can look at it as the entire week if you want, Sunday through Saturday. And we're just reiterating on Wednesdays. Or you can go Wednesday to Wednesday. What would be great is if you and your accountability group decided and held each other accountable, because that's what's really great about this particular challenge is it's so easy to do with your accountability groups. You can, for instance, set goals. Let's everybody do on the clock 5 times this week. And then when are you going to do it? And check in with what you learned. How about that with your accountability group? Then you all are working together. You're learning from each other. It'd be great. I'd hate for you to put that off because you're looking for, does it start on Monday or start on Wednesday? How can you slow your mind down to make yourself do the eat on the clock method? Do the on the clock method. I eat without even thinking about it. I really struggle with doing something that's out of habit. I wait until I'm hungry, but immediately start eating. Any tips around this? So if this is you, and I think this is probably pretty common, when you do notice that you're eating, pause. Am I hungry? Was I hungry when I started? Ask yourself those questions. Okay. If there is no pause between feeling the hunger signal and starting to eat, find the pause when you are eating and ask yourself the questions. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get used to asking yourself those questions over time. And that timing of the pause will back up. But it's going to take a minute. It's going to take practice. You're going to have to be patient. That's habit change takes patience. So when you do notice that you're eating, just pause then. Just take a pause. I'm not taking the food away. I just want to check in. Was I hungry when I started? Okay. How do we distinguish if it's truly physical hunger as opposed to emotional hunger, which can mimic the same signs in our body? I have a really good answer for this. So when I was losing my weight, you could set a timer by my snack urge at 3 p.m. So what I would do is I would ask myself, do I want that apple I packed? And if the answer was, I don't feel like the apple, I sure would like some chips instead, I knew I wasn't hungry. I was emotionally hungry, not physically hungry. But if I was willing to eat a carrot stick or some celery or an apple or something like that, then I was physically hungry. So that's how I started that hack game, is to kind of look for, am I hungry for a certain food? Or am I just hungry and I would eat celery or carrots, not beets? I might starve to death if all I had to eat was beets. But that's what I would do. That's how I would start that. And then in that 10 minutes after you're drinking, you can ask yourself, am I physically hungry or am I emotionally hungry? What's going on? What am I thinking right now? How am I feeling? And that might help you as well. Do some people find that using on the clock works for some meals and halftime method works for other meals? Like I find the 3 p.m. witching hour, wanting to snack using on the clock works magical. Dinner halftime method helps me slow down. Or do we just do whatever works for the challenge? Great question. So the reason the on the clock works for you during your witching hour, 3 p.m., is because you're asking yourself, am I really hungry? And the reason halftime method works for you at dinner time is because it's helping you find enough. So absolutely, using those two in a very situational way, targeting the different times of day that you struggle with hunger or struggle with finding enough is a beautiful way to integrate both of those challenges. So I think that's a fantastic idea. So yes, do whatever works for you for this challenge. All right. Karen is confused after almost 4 years in the program and basing my 42-pound loss around the four basics and telling people about the program based on the four basics. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to do the four basics to lose weight, but you have to be committed to yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to set yourself up with good routines and plans in order to execute the four basics. Okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. I tell people about the four basics all the time, but if you don't believe in yourself and you're not committed to losing weight and you give in to urges and you don't question yourself and you don't question your motives and you don't question what you're thinking, then you're not going to execute the four basics. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all what's behind it. What you're telling yourself in your mind about how well you do the four basics, that is the key to weight loss. Doing the four basics is important. You got to do them, but you're not going to do them unless you've got that mind right. I hope that makes sense, Karen. If it doesn't, I encourage you to write in to Ask Coaches. Any of you, any questions about any of this monthly challenge, on the clock, anything, just write in to Ask Coaches. We're all going to be around all weekend, taking care of campers, taking care of you, all the things. All right. I don't see any other questions. I want to remind my virtual campers to go ahead and submit questions. If you have questions about the content that we're going to be covering at camp, there's one more. I can be hungry and have 3 bites and I'm at enough, but hungry an hour later. How do I know I'm actually at enough? I would really evaluate your signals. So here's what I would do. I bet 3 bites isn't enough. It's probably neutral. Okay. But do that body scan. Think about, you know, what your throat feel like, what your stomach feel like, what your head feel like. Do that body scan. Figure out what your body is telling you. Take it over to Ask Coaches. If it's only after 3 bites, you're probably just neutral. You're probably not quite at enough yet. That would be my guess. But we can talk to you more about that in Ask Coaches. Saturday coaching. No Saturday or Sunday calls this weekend only, camp weekend. So today is July 12th. So whatever day Sunday is, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 16th, there's 15th and 16th. There are no membership calls, this weekend. There is that virtual camper coaching calls. Don't forget about those, y'all. If I eat breakfast at the same time every morning, will I eventually get hungry at the same time every day? I don't know. If you're waiting for hunger, it's possible that your body is in a routine. If you're teaching your body that you eat at the same time, it may begin to send up urges at that time, but you may not be physically hungry. That's something that you can certainly examine as you work through all these doable hunger challenges. All right, everybody, have a beautiful week. Thank you for your patience today. I sure enjoyed being with you, and I will see you soon. Bye now.